The change was. Oh, I did a key change at the end.
So the same music?
So it, you'll have to get the new music for it. Is it
okay.
The cascade? Took it up a major second to give it a little more length and to make it not as redundant as the time we did it before.
What measure is that key changes?
I'm gonna find it. Let's see.
60.
60 is the
60. That's probably good. Yeah. 60 is the cascade and the key changes on 1, 2, 3, 64. 60, 61, 60. Yeah, 64.
Okay, we have.
Yeah, you're going from B flat to C, which puts us back in the original key that we started in. And as you know, all of the sopranos are in at 17. Okay. And the other, we added the mellophones and sopranos on the pickups down the octave.
That's really hard.
But you have a whole count to recover. It's only an octave. I went a week ago tomorrow. I went to symphony with a couple of my friends, music teachers, and they did. They did Mahler's Third. Phenomenal. It's a 90-minute piece with no intermission, so make sure you go to the bathroom before you sit down, because you're not going to be able to go. And there was a horn solo that went on and on, and this guy is doing octave leaps, octaves all over the place. I'm just like, the piece started with like 8 to 10 French horns with the horns, the bells up. And it was just amazing, the brass performance alone. Forget about what the strings did in the woodwinds. The brass performance was outrageous. But it just reminded me, and I went out with, I don't know if you know Neil Arvey. Neil taught cadets for years. He probably has 3 national championships teaching their front ensemble. And Peter Tileston, who was the director at King Philip in Wrentham, we went out afterward talking about the concert. A concert like that is something that you can't get out of your head the next day. That's all, it keeps coming back. It floods back in excerpts from the performance, which is outrageous. But it reminded me of brass technique. And without that technique, some of the effects that he was able to generate in his writing was just, and if you've ever heard Mahler, if you have a solo, you don't often get the chance to finish the solo because someone else finishes it for you. It may start in the oboe, but it might get picked up in the bassoon or any other instrument. It's like speaking, and before you get to the end of the sentence, someone finishes it for you. It's really cool when you hear it musically. It's not so cool if you're talking to someone and someone just finishes it for you. But okay, let's get it on.